So a few months ago, someone came to ask me, I think it was during winter break, that he's taking a group of Bachrim, or his students, I don't know who, or what his relationship with those people he was taking was, camping to a park, a national state park or something like that, 2 hours north from here. And there's some shaila about Hadlakas Neres. I don't remember exactly the point of the shaila he was asking. So I asked him, so what do you do there? So he said, I know these guys are just, you know, we hike, we walk around the whole park. It's very good. So, oh, you walk around the whole park, but it's a lot of walking, you know? Yeah, we can walk all day, but so I said, well, you know, there's an Isser of Tchum. You're not allowed to walk out of your Tchum on Shabbos. And then it started a whole conversation, and through the conversation I realized that in this Shiloh that he asked me about going camping on Shabbos, it touches on about every sugya in Masechtas Erevin. And in 20 minutes, it's going to be hard for us to chazal home Masechtas Erevin. But yeah, I'll give some of the basic nekudas. There's three parts to Masechtas Erevin. Masechtas Erevin, the first part of the Masechta talks about mechitzos, which is how to enclose in an area to make it rishus hayachid. The second part of Erevin talks about rechos tchumen, how to be kiveya your tchum, where you're allowed to go on Shabbos. And the third part of the Masechtas Erevin is talks about Erev Chatzeris. Erev Chatzeris is that even after you have rishus hayachid, let's say you have an apartment building, even after you have your rishus hayachid, but if you have multiple people living in one Rishus HaYachid, sharing common areas, in order to carry from the apartments or from the private areas to the common areas, you have to all join together through an Erev with a piece of bread or a box of matzah or whatever it is. You have to join together through an Erev, and this halach is how to do the Erev. And over here in this sugya, it touches on all of those areas. So, we have to introduce one other concept, which is what makes everything problematic. I said to him, the first thing I said is where do you eat? So he said, we eat in the middle. There's like one area we eat. Okay, where's the food? We bring it from the tent. So I said, who said you're allowed to carry from your tent to the picnic area? I said, oh, that's simple, because the whole entire park is fenced in. The entire park is fenced in. And if the entire park is fenced in, it's one big rishus hayachid. So on that, you have to know that there's a very big yesod in Erevin, and it comes up also in a whole bunch of sugyas, which is the yesod of Karfif. Karfif is basically an uninhabited area. It's an area which is not used for dira. It's not used to live there. And then something which is defined as a Karfif, the Gemara says if Zeroyim, if you plant something in the, if you plant something in the Chatzar, so it's not considered a livable area anymore because you can't really walk there, you can't enjoy it there. And Chazal understand that a place which is a large place, which is more than a base assign, which is 70 amas by 70 amas, which is not very big, it's 2,250 lechomer, like the Chazanesh, sheer square feet, it's not a very big area. You can't, right, this whole, it's smaller than this basement, than this building area, which is not a place which is karfif, a karfif, yoisimi based asaim. So if you have a karfif, which is that size, it's 70 amas by 70 amas, a karfif is a not livable area, that place is not considered a rishus hayachid, even if it has walls around it. See, even if there are walls around it, the walls are not considered mechitzas. It's mevatel the mechitzas, and it's considered a karmelis. It's not considered rishus hayachid. It's considered a karmelis, and it's mevatel the mechitzas, because mechitzas, in order to create a rishus hayachid, they have to be making the area mukif ladira. It has to be making the area rishus hayachid. So the point of mechitzas is, it encloses the area that you could live in the area. But if you can't live there, then it's not valid mechitzas. And not only is it not a valid mechitzas for the area that's a karfif, to keep it simple without all the complications, it's mevatel the mechitzas of the whole area. So if you have an area that even though it's mukif mechitzas, it has walls, but it's not ladira, or there are large areas in there that are not ladira, it breaks the entire hekif, it breaks the mechitzas. Now you may ask me, well, every city erev, how does it work? Every city erev, you have parks. Okay, a park is used for the people living there to live there. They also are living there because playing in a park is called living there. What about water? Well, water that has recreational, you have to give a lot of cars to you when you see people jet skiing in the canal, because now you see the canal is now part of your dira. People, it's recreational according to a lot of poiskim. What about, you know, you have some trees or whatever. Okay, but first of all, the trees, you could still walk there and they make it nice according to some poiskim. When there's dira in a place, then those things which help the dira are considered part of the dira. They don't break the mechitzas necessarily. If you have very, very thick forest, it could be a bigger shiloh. So this national park is definitely full and full of karfifios all over the place. And it's very hard to argue that those karfifios are there to help the dayarim. There are no dayarim there. No one lives there. But first of all, Zhukapalo said possibly those people came in after the Hekif. It was made first for the purpose of protecting the area, and then people moved in. And anyway, those people don't live there permanently, and they don't use all the areas. Inside the wall, there are plenty of areas. There's no trails there. They're deep in the forest. So there's definitely tons and tons of karfifios, that swampy areas, very thick foliage, place you can't walk, and they're not made to be walked in. And b'chol, the whole concept of a national park in that way, that's totally out of it, in the middle of nowhere, is l'chora not mukif ladira. And since it's not mukif ladira, the walls are basically not considered mechitzos at all. So number one is, I told the person, you can't carry there. You can't leave your tent. You can't carry anything out of your tent, your water or whatever. You can't carry out of it. Okay, okay, no, but around where we put up our tents, or RVs, whatever, wherever we camped, around where we're putting our tents, we'll make our own mechitzas. So, we'll close in the area. Okay, so it's important to know that, so that's the first you saw, mechitzas of a karfifan or mechitzas. So you have to make your own mechitzas. How do you make mechitzas around such an area like that? So normally we would say, one could say that if you're, you know, the Olam knows about the concept of lavud, you can make mechitzas with lavud. I mean, there's easy ways to make mechitzas, but just, it's a cute halacha, it's an interesting halacha that comes out in this particular halacha, that in some Shin Samech, Mechaber Paskins, Shin Samech Sif Aleph, Mechaber says, if we have three tents, chashuvim kashayara, it's considered a shayara. It's his shoivis on the way, he's traveling, three people together are traveling, it's called a shayara. And mainly you're allowed to use, if you're only using lavud, which is either a mechitza, which like every three tfachim, you go like this, or a lot of times what you do is, you would put up a pole and put strings across to make it every three tfachim. If you would do that, and you have a beis hasayim ponui, you have an area of 2,200 square feet, which is not being used, it would be batal mechitzas also. You can't use those types of mechitzas, so you have to make proper tzuras haPesach, which is not a share for now, but proper tzuras haPesach, you have to make a proper tzuras haPesach. You can't use lavud to make a mechitza in such an area of a shayara, because it's not doing a tachatz or whatever the pshat is. But if you are enclosing an area, which is a bunch of tents, people tenting out, then it has to be that they're closing in the area with proper mechitzas. Okay, so that was the first point. The first point. Tzuras is a good move. Yeah, but you have to have a nail on top. That's what I was saying. Sometimes you don't have a nail on top. You have to tie the string this way, so you have to do three. Okay. So let's get to the next point. What about walking in the tchum? So the halacha is that when a person before Shabbos, when a person before Shabbos is shoivis in a city is any place, let's say you have an Erev around the city. So if you have an Erev around the city, the whole city is considered your Dalet Amos. It's considered your place. And you get 2,000 Amos outside your place. The halacha is you can move around as much as you want. The whole tchum starts when you leave your place. The tchum is 2,000 Amos. So generally speaking, for us, almost tchum is never shayach. because we're all living in the city, we're all living here together, there's an Erev around the city, anyway, there's a lot of houses all over, so really, wherever you're going, it's usually even the Tchum, even the hospitals, which seem far away, could be in the Tchum. It's not so Shaykh the Tchum. But in a place like this, you have your, where how do you measure your Tchum? So again, the first thing you'd say, well, it's all enclosed in one big area, and since it's enclosed by the outside fence, so that entire enclosure, maybe it's Kedal Adamas, that's your Mokum, and once it's Dal Adamas, so then you can walk the whole park. It's just a question of outside the park. But the answer is that the same way, the same idea, that Mechitzas, since they're not made Ladira, it's a Karfef, so it's not considered a Mechitza, since it's not a Mechitza, in a Mechitza, you don't get the whole park, you don't get the Mechitzas. So it's not Kedal Adamas. So you lose the advantage of having your mechitza. So basically, you can only walk 2,000 amos outside your tent, because it's not considered an ear. So basically, every person has their tent, and they can only walk 2,000 amos outside their tent. Outside their tent, 2,000 amos is less than a mile in each direction. Now, if you did the mechitzas that we just spoke about around the 10 tents together, so then you would start from outside your erev. From outside your mechitzas, then you have 2,000 amas from there. But you cannot use the outside mechitzas. You can't use the mechitzas of the park. So you cannot walk around the whole entire park.
The tents are close to each other.
I don't know if it makes... Yishrei Tzrifim. So I don't know if it makes an ear. Huh? Yeah. Yishrei Tzrifim is from Pesach Oyaloi, Mestama. But if you closed it in, so then you would have, But then you can't go the other way.
Right.
And the Chora, they don't know where it's so exciting. It's not like, Chacham Bal Mitzvah. What? What, if you make an error for no reason?
Therapeutic.
I don't know why it's therapeutic here more than there.
I think after you have finished talking to your own pleasure, I don't think he's gone.
So no, this is part of it. Became Google part of the trip. I think I had to go 3 days early. You know. So that was the first, so now we covered. We touched on why it's a shaila of mechitzas. So you cannot use the outside wall. It's for full karfifios. And mamela, you can't carry unless you make your own little source of pasach, little air. The second thing was the Gabi the Tchum, which is a big shiloh, because otherwise what are you doing there all day? So Mimela, you're walking around. But you're walking around, but you can't carry water. You can't go anywhere, and you can't carry water, you can't go. And anyway, you can't really walk past 2,000 amas, which is barely a mile. It's not even a mile. It's 4,000 feet. So it's not so exciting. Now, the third thing is, now the third thing is the Eruv. What's the halacha? What's the halacha over here about making an Eruv Chatzeris? You want to carry, or the people want to all carry from their tent to the other tents, or you want to carry to the common areas. So you'll tell me, okay, this is not such a big shayla, just make the Eruv. Saying it takes 5 minutes, it takes 2 minutes. You take a piece of, just like you make Erev Tavshilin, so you take a piece of some matzah and you make a bracha. What's the big deal? The problem with the Erev is like this, is that if you mechuyev to make an Erev, it depends on the Metzias. I don't know the Metzias in these places, but if there's Goyim there, you can't make an Erev where there's Goyim. Wherever there's a Goy, you cannot make an Erev. Ah, you'll tell me, well, how do you make an Erev in a city? There's Goyim. So when there's goyim in a city, what you do is that you're soicher the rishus from the goyim. You kind of basically get them out. You're soicher the rishus, so you can either like masalik the goyim. So now you'll tell me, well, is that why the rabbi is so busy knocking on the door of each goy to get him to soicher? So you have one person in charge of all the goyim, like the mayor or whatever, someone that's in charge, someone that has the ability, the authority to go into everyone's house, and you're soiker the rishus from the goy. The shaila is over here, who are you going to get, if there are other people there that are tenting or camping with you in goyim, so where are you going to go, the park ranger? I'm saying, there's nobody to go to. There's nobody that really has rishus. I mean, I guess...
You go to them directly.
I don't know... you could go to the person directly, but try to explain this to them. So,
what?
Yeah, it's complicated. That's complicated. The mayor has reshus over the area, so he could close down the streets or whatever. So he has authority over the chatzeris, so you could get reshus from him, basically as a shliach of everyone else. But over here, you have to really understand who is it you're going to be sitting here Friday afternoon. Who are you going to go to?
Why is your own tent your own reshus? It's like a hotel. You don't really have reshus. It's not your own reshus. So you don't have to
get to the tent. Okay, so hotel? Hotel doesn't live?
Yeah, but.
That's what I have down here. If I have time, I'm going to talk about hotels. So, a hospital maybe doesn't. Rabbi Yashiv says a hospital maybe is not considered that you're soicher a place in the hospital. You're just soicher the service. Hotel kipshuta, maybe there's far. But there is a reason to say that maybe you don't need an Erev here altogether. So maybe a similar svara. Maybe you don't need an Erev. What's the concept of an Erev? An Erev is when you live somewhere. Since you live somewhere and they live somewhere and everybody lives somewhere, so there's a clearly defined reshus that you have, and clearly, and since there's a lot of every person has a reshus at yachid, so the mela each person as their reshus asks each other. However, over here where everybody's kind of not kavua, right? Nobody is kavua. So in a place where you're not kavua, it could be you don't have a strong enough dira to asser it in the first place.
Guys there for 30 days.
Most people, I'm assuming, are not there for that long. It's made for that? I don't know. Here it says in the Halacha, in Shin Samech Vav, Siv Beis, it says there's just two types of people. There's Yoishvei Oihalim. Yoishvei Oihalim are people that are Kavua. So those people, like what you're describing, someone's Kavua in an oil. So even though he's in a tent, but he's called a dira, and they aser each other. Aval shayara is people that are traveling on the way. They're just there for a day or two. They're just camping for it. They're just mamish camping in it for a day or two. She kifua mechitzas ein tzrichim la'arev lefi shekulam meuravim ve'enoy sam oyalim kavuim lohem. It's not called a kvius, and the Mishabura says the kimin she'ein oysam oyalim kavuim lohem ledira, since they're not really living there. Rak derech arai. They're just there, coming, passing through. They're on the traveling, and they just stopped here. It's not considered chilek dirim. It's like they're all meurav already. So this is what the Mishabura says, that by shayara doesn't require an erev altogether. A shayara, as opposed to yoshvei oyalim, a shayara does not mechayev an erev altogether. So it's okay. There's no erev needed. So there's four problems with this issue. Number one problem is what Rabbi Bieberfeld said. Is this really the same svara? You're right, at the time, you're only here for a day or two, but you're also not exactly oymed lofush. You're not just passing through. You came here to be here. So is that the same thing? Just you came here to be here, even though it's only for 2 days, but now you want to be here.
You can move 5 feet here and 10 feet there. It's not like,
okay. Not like, oh, you rented out a schus to have somewhere. That's what you're saying. You rented out a schus to be, have somewhere, to have a dira. Now, oh, by the way, if your dira is less than dollar al dollar amis, it doesn't answer, right? So I don't know how big these things are. Are they dollar al dollar amis? Are these tents dollar al dollar amis? If it's less than dollar al dollar, it could be doesn't answer. It's not considered a house altogether. But if it is, then now. So number one is this called Shayara? Yesh Lodin, is this called Shayara? Maybe it is. I would think maybe it is, because Lemaisa, you were there for a very short time. Number two problem is that the Bialacha says that there are three problems here. Number two is that the Bialacha says that we don't pass like this. Bialacha says that we're machmer, that even on a shayara you do need an erev. He says this is the Shitas Rambam, and he says the Bialacha says this is a shver alacha. We don't pass like that, and even a shayara needs an erev. V'dat the ikar dina the shayara ain't a bar of roi poiskim shchol kemazeh. So he the Mishabur passes on to Shulchan Aruch and says to be machmer. That's number two. And number three is interesting that the Beis Yosef brings down from the Shibule Eleket that there's a diuk over here in the Lashon of the Mishabur. When he says Allah, he says ukmoy shekulam meuravim bebayis echadami. So the Shibule Eleket says, I don't know where that Lashon comes from, but the Shibule Eleket says that in this type of thing, goyim aser still, because the commercial more robin, so the goyim aser the erev. But since the pasuk is not like that, but it's an interesting point. So al kaponim, according to the Bir Halacha, you would need to make an erev even though you're a tent. You're all in a tent. You would need to make an erev. So we're back to that problem. If you need to make an erev, you have to be soicher from the goy, and either you go to each goy and try to explain to him what you're doing, which is goyim that are tenting there. I don't know if they're going to understand what you're talking about. Or you find someone that's in charge is also pretty difficult to do. Now it happens to be that in this case that the person asked me about, it was mutter for a different reason, because they were all eating together. They weren't eating in their house, in their tent. The tent was just for sleeping. The mice said they had a common area, like in a picnic area, a covered picnic area or something like that, that they were all going to eat there together. So that's a separate halacha in Shin'ayin. In Shinayin Sivdalid, that when you're all eating together, it's like you're one household, taka, because we paskin mokampita garim, that your main place where you live is where you eat, not where you sleep. So the main place where you live is where you eat. Since you're all eating together, you're all considered one household. So it could be they're not mokhuyev in Erev altogether. One second. So now, if that's the case, then a goy wouldn't aser, Mistama, because you're all one house. So in this case, it could be that you wouldn't need an Erev Chatzeres, and it wouldn't be a problem. So to just chazer that over. So since the entire park is a karfif, so the mechitzas that are in the exterior of the park don't count, and therefore legabe carrying, you would have to make your own tzuras pesach around the area of your tent. Legabe tchum, you can't go past that area more than 2,000 amos, and you surely can't carry past that. And legabe erev chatzeres, it would depend. If you're eating all together, then you don't have to make an erev. But you are, if not eating all together, there's the chumra of the bir halacha to require an erev. And if you need an erev, then maybe a goy would ask. As far as the hotel is concerned, if it's like a Pesach hotel that everyone's eating together, then you maybe have this heter. But if it's like Stama hotel for Shabbos, let's say you're in a hotel for Shabbos, and someone put you out, you're in a hotel for Shabbos, so there's no real common place that people are eating, everyone's separate, so that's, Mestama needs an Erev. There's different Svaras, there's four Svaras given why you shouldn't, but there's a lot of problems with each one of those Svaras. You're not there permanently, whatever. It seems to me that most of the places I saw do require an Erev Chatzeres in a hotel. In a hospital, there it seems like most people are makel, they don't need an Erev Chatzeres. But in a hotel, you're going away, a hotel, let's say staying in a hotel for Shabbos, the Erev Chatzeres would be a big shayla as well, to ask a shayla, how do you make an Erev Chatzeres if you need one? Okay, Yishakarach.